This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Thirsty Thursday. We are back. Yesterday was a Limp Bizkit recovery day.
Yes, I think we all saw each other yesterday for lunch, and man, we were all still hungover.
Little hurt. But you know, what a show, and the fact that Sarah and I left that place so thirsty for Fred Durstie. Oh. He was looking good up there.
I thought you guys would be more of West Borland type of characters. I mean, Granny wasn't showing his face. He had like this weird octopus mask on.
He must have been sweating hard under there.
I have to say, I know we'll probably talk more about it as we go on. That place, I thought for sure it wouldn't be packed. Mm-hmm. I thought there'd be a decent number of people. White River Amphitheater was packed on a Tuesday night for Limp Bizkit, and we met so many great rockaholics.
It was quite the event, and we are glad to be back, and we'll talk more about it today, but yeah, Limp Bizkit fan for life over here.
It was amazing.
No shame in that game.
Yep.
Let's inform the rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today's the day. Have you gotten to the conversation yet with Barrett about the tooth fairy?
No, he has not lost his first tooth yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I guess you have to wait until that happens.
But, he's got to be close. Some of his little buddies have already been losing teeth, so I'd imagine he will be catching up to them soon.
See, I have no idea what age it is until I'm learning as I go along. You know, but Tatum's only 4, and we still haven't experienced that just yet.
All I know is that inflation has caught up with the tooth fairy.
How much do you think you're going to be giving them?
I mean, I've talked to a lot of people. Their kids are getting like $5 per tooth from the tooth fairy.
I've heard some people giving 10.
What?
I'm thinking like $1.
I might knock my own teeth out and make a couple extra bucks.
We can help you with that. That blew my mind. I'm like, I don't know. Like, Zayden doesn't have any concept of what money is anyway. So if I give her $1, in her head, that's just as much as $100.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully we can keep her as naive as that when she starts losing her teeth. But anyways, that's what's going on. Happy National Tooth Fairy Day. Mariners. I don't know what else to say. After they score, can we just stop the game? I think they were up 1-0. That was nice. And then it all just fell apart once again. The Dodgers beat the Mariners 8-4. They completed their 3-game sweep. The Mariners are now at .500. At one point, they were looking like studs out there. And, well, I guess we got to stop reminiscing about the good old days, which was like a couple months ago. The Mariners have now lost 3 in a row. 8 of their last 9. They went 1-8 on their road trip to Detroit, Pittsburgh, and L.A. Thankfully, they're off today. And then Luis Castillo's on the mound against San Francisco. But, yeah, I think they're – the sad thing is they're 5 games back of first place. So there's still that weird Mariners self-loathing where I'm like, there's still a chance. You never know.
There's always hope.
Man, with the way they're playing, it does not look that way.
Heartwood Haven is an animal sanctuary located down in Roy, and they are looking for homes for 120 roosters that they rescued from a recent cockfighting bust in Pierce County. They've been caring for these birds while awaiting their release from the courts, and this marks the first time in Pierce County history that cockfighting roosters were not euthanized. This organization has rehomed nearly 500 cockfighting roosters since its founding back in 2017. And if you want to have one of these roosters transported, they will transport within Washington. So guess what? I'm ready to call up Heartwood Haven. You might recall we lost our rooster a couple months ago.
I was thinking, of those 120, how many of them are you going to take? How many will Brad let you take?
I mean, probably just one.
Do you,
well, you're not supposed to have more than one rooster because they can get a little territorial. They fight over the women.
Well, especially these have been like, they've been just fighting.
For real. So I think this might be my new rooster. It is one of those 100.
Will Brad let you? You say maybe just one? I thought you had a no new animals rule at
animal
your house.
Probation, except when it comes to birds. Birds is like my only green light.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Because birds, they're just a lot less, they're not very high maintenance. Okay. Chickens are pretty low maintenance.
But what about a fighting rooster?
Well, I mean,
he might fight with your goats.
Maybe he would. That'd be crazy.
This rooster's been trained to fight. I gotta call
Heartwood Haven and find out, like, how dangerous are these roosters?
Do you think you could get one for sure?
Absolutely.
I wish I had your husband's cell. I could just call right now. He'd be like, how do you feel about this, Brad?
He'd probably say no.
Yeah.
We just sneak them in. That's what I do. I just sneak the animals in and then say, surprise.
I don't know if you know this, but roosters aren't quiet. I think he'll know that all of a sudden at like 5 in the morning, there's this loud thing that's waking everybody up. Boy. You're like, oh, Tyron, did you grab another animal? Yes, I did. This might be one of the craziest stories, and this happened at a Macklemore concert where a woman ended up being arrested because, well, she performed on stage with Macklemore. Now, performing on stage with Macklemore was not what got her in trouble. Apparently, she forgot that she was wanted, so she jumped up on stage and performed with Macklemore, and there were a bunch of people in the crowd that were like, that's the lady who's wanted. What would she be wanted for? I guess she was a streaker. There was a previous incident where she ran topless on a soccer field. I don't know what the hell's going on over there, but I just thought that was so funny that she's jumping up on stage. She's performing with Macklemore. Probably a pretty cool experience for her. Next thing you know, arrested.
You keep a low pro. Come on, everybody knows that. Low profile, lady.
Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 69 degrees today.
Nice.
It's going to be cloudy. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
How soon is too soon to introduce your significant other to your family?
I still haven't introduced it to my parents. It's probably for the best.
Maybe one of these days.
It's for her. For her mental well-being.
Well, we're going to chat with a rockaholic that is dealing with this issue at 6:20.
Yes, the Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, we want you to know that we have open lines of communication here on the Daily Mix Show. You can feel free to reach out to us anytime. Call or text 206-803-ROCK, or you can email us, dms@kisw.com, or you can hit us up on social media. Our handle is @DailyMigs, and there is no I in daily. Earlier this morning, we got a text from a rockaholic named Jamie, and we thought it might be better to just get her on the phone.
I'm glad she could join us, because, yeah, I was like, oh, man, this is too good of a text to kind of just us read it and just react to it. I'd love to hear from her.
Jamie from Redmond, good morning.
Good morning, Daily Mix. Hi, everyone. How are you?
Great. How are you feeling?
I'm okay. I don't know. I'm just in this little predicament. No big deal. But, you know, overall, it's all right.
All right. You got to tell us what's going on so we can share all this info with the rockaholics.
Okay. So, long story short, I was out of the dating scene for a while. Then I decided, sure, why not? Let's try it out. And so I found a guy who seems somewhat decent. We've been dating for about a month. And my big issue with this guy already is he's kind of being pushy about meeting my family, and I don't know how to feel about it.
So he wants to meet your family. It's not even like, I don't know why I feel like it'd be different. He's like, I really want you to meet my family, because maybe he just thinks his family's awesome, or they're just so close that he wants you to kind of meet them. But he really wants you to have him meet your family.
Yeah. And so it's kind of weirding me out. I feel like, I mean, he's an overall nice guy, and I haven't gotten too many red flags, but right now the red flag is waving. I got a stage 5 clinger over here, but my biggest problem is I want to stay with him, even though he's freaking me out a little bit, because he's super hot, like really hot, like the girls know. I mean, you only find a man like this that you get to climb his body every once in a while.
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm not expecting this. Look at Taryn and Sarah like, oh, yeah, we understand.
We're getting warm in here.
It's a thing.
Well, I know. Maybe ask my wife. That was the same reason why she wanted. Yeah. You right, Danny, right? Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah. So, Jamie, thanks for I come from a family that's super close. I hang out with my family all the time. Do you spend a ton of time with your family to the point where he's feeling left out by chance?
I mean, I don't know. I'm really, really close to my sister, and so I'll hang out with my sister, and things will come up where it's very, like, all of a sudden, last minute, and I'll go hang out with her, and then he's texting me, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm at my sister's house, and then maybe we're going to stop by my mom's house later. So maybe, but I'm just not ready to, like, introduce him to everyone.
I mean, I might be the wary brand mom and sister. You might want to check his certain search history to make sure he's not clicking on certain thumbnails.
No.
Ew.
I'm kidding. I don't like that.
I'm joking.
He's really into family.
I really want to meet your mom and sister. Are you pumping their tires like super high? Like, you're like, my family's so amazing. They're the absolute best. We always have a great time. And he's just like, I want to be a part of this. He almost wants to fast track himself into the relationship. Do you think that might be it?
I don't know. I don't think it's like that. Like, half the time I'm complaining about how much of a bitch my sister is. But it's because I love her so much. But I don't know.
Okay, so if right now feels too soon, what do you think might be a reasonable time frame for introducing him to your family?
I don't know. I wasn't even thinking about introducing anyone to my family. And now a month in, he really wants to be introduced to everyone. But like I said, I just found this man so attractive. I just wanted to have some fun. Next thing I know, he's wanting to meet my mom. So I don't know how to, like, tell him, I don't want to do that. Like, let's just me and you have fun. Let's get to know each other. It's only been one month since we started talking.
Dumb question. Did you just, the way you just said it to us, have you said that to him?
No.
That might be step one.
It's so much harder to say it to someone when talking with them with them.
Jamie, you don't do that. You text it like we do in 2024. Actually, voice memo it.
Does he seem to be like a sensitive type of guy? Are you afraid that telling him this honestly might hurt his feelings?
I mean, a little bit. He is a very sweet guy, and overall, he like checks all the boxes, and I feel like I'm kind of being an idiot not going full-blown with this man, but at the same time, like, I'm just trying to live my life and have fun. I wasn't ready for a full-on commitment.
See, that's the vibe. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm getting this, like, how do I say tactful? It sounds like you just kind of want to hit it and quit it, but a few times. Like, but you're not ready to just fully lock yourself into being in a relationship with this guy yet.
No, or at all. I don't want to hit it and quit it because that body, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
Tell us about it.
Yes, please.
Describe it to me.
Yeah. Can you send us a picture?
The abs, the arms. Ooh. Oh, my God.
How's he manscaping? I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I don't want to know. So, see, what if you told your parents or your family, like your mommy's sister, like, hey, this guy really wants, how do you think they would react to it?
Oh, my God. My mom would be, like, ready to ask him about the wedding. My mom is okay. So ready for me to settle down. But my sister, I think, would put him through the ringer because we're really close. And like I said, she's kind of a bitch, so she plays that role very well.
I love that. Your family honestly sounds a lot like my family, except for I feel like I'm the bitch sister, and that's totally cool with me. But, you know, Jamie, what would you think about maybe looking at a date in the future, just, you know, circling a date a little bit down the road, coming to some sort of an agreement with this guy that, yeah, you're willing to introduce to the family, but maybe a couple weeks or a month or so down the road?
I could maybe do a month. I could maybe do like another month of us hanging out, getting to know each other a little bit more before I introduce them to the family, just because my family's so pushy about me settling down that I'm afraid they would freak him out or put too many ideas in his head, and then a month down the road he proposes, which is like my worst nightmare.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, maybe just say that your family just went on a cruise and it's a 6-month cruise. They won't be back for a while.
Yeah, that's perfect. I actually like that. I like that.
Boom, we figured it out for you. Jamie, well, keep us updated on what goes on with this, because I'm very curious if you're actually, when you're going to break down and actually have him meet your family.
Okay, I'll let you guys know. I'll keep in contact, and when it does happen, I'll be sure to let you guys know as well.
Yeah, good luck to you, Jamie.
Awesome, you guys. Good talking to you.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
I mean, I wanted a text message. One person's like, yeah, 1 month, way too soon. 6 month minimum.
What? Do you remember how long it was before you introduced Sid to your parents?
Oh, it was like a year, because my parents don't live here.
Yeah.
So it was like whenever we, maybe even over a year.
I think Brad was about a month, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know. Somewhere in between a month and a year, that sounds sufficient.
Okay.
Now, we've all heard about yacht rock.
Yes.
But what about dad rock? I say to the guy wearing a Pearl Jam shirt.
I feel attacked. I feel very attacked.
Well, what is considered dad rock?
Pearl Jam's still new and current to me.
It might be Grandpa rock. I don't
know.
Shut
up, Sarah.
Grandpa rock.
What is considered?
I am going to leave this room.
What is considered to be dad rock? While some of these bands picked will shock you to your core and make you feel old. How so? We will tell you after Sublime. There's a study that was conducted this year, and it revealed the most popular dad rock bands in every U.S. state.
Now, did they even, like, dignify what is dad rock? Is it just music that your dad listens to, I guess, in the simplest form?
I guess so.
Okay, fair.
There are 4 bands, though, that came up more than any other bands.
Okay.
And we're going to run through them right now. Here was band number 1.
This is the problem with this already, is that I still feel like this is, I know Chester hasn't even been with us for many, many years. They still feel like a new band to me. I think I'm in like this weird arrested development of like the late 90s, early 2000s. Like time hasn't existed past that.
I think next year marks Hybrid Theory's 25th anniversary.
We don't need to talk about this.
I can't handle it.
Let's just forget that was even brought up.
Linkin Park is officially dad rock. And also this band is... Because we are just the one.
See, they feel more dad rock to me.
I just kind of like that Nickelback is having this like resurgence where we just don't hate on them anymore. Like we're just embracing it fully.
It's like Nickelback, Creed. Like we witnessed it with Limp Bizkit on Tuesday night. That place was just freaking packed. I think eventually you get to a point where you're like, are we done making fun of this band?
Oh, yeah.
And the funny part is, though, I'm looking at this the study that you're talking about for Washington State, the most popular dad rock band. Nickelback. Washington is Nickelback country.
We are just leaning into it.
Do you think it's because they're from Vancouver, so we kind of give them like
such
a little bit extra love?
Close proximity.
Right.
Number 3 on the list of the most popular dad rock bands.
I hate this list. The weird, I'm looking at the music video for this song. This is the music video where they're all naked and they're running around. And they do look so young. Like, you forget. Like, I still think they look young when you watch, like, the music, the YouTube videos of them performing live these days. I'm like, oh, they still look good. They still look young. And then you look at them when they were in their actual 20s, you're like, oh man, yeah, they're
just a bunch of babies.
They're a bunch of dads now.
Rounding out the list of the most popular dad rock bands.
Hey.
I mean, the dad vibes were in full force at White River on Tuesday night.
And I was standing next to a father-son enjoying Limp Bizkit. Did you see that guy?
No.
Oh, man, it was so awesome. At the Limp Bizkit show, and dad's there with his, I found out his son was 11 years old.
Aww.
And he's just feeling it and having a good time. The only reason why I even realized, all of a sudden I heard this guy go, lean to his kid and go, "You're good, you're good. Just watch out for that man's elbow." And I'm like, oh, it's my elbow. I was just feeling it, having fun. Like, you know, I didn't realize there was a child next to me. And apparently I came close to elbowing him.
Oh, my gosh.
So for, like, the rest of the set, like, this one elbow was, like, glued to my ribs. I'm like, I don't want to be the reason why this poor kid has a bad time.
Gets his first life lesson in Mosh Pit 101.
Just elbowed him in the face. But then I ended up talking to the dad. I'm like, I'm sorry about that. He's like, no, you weren't doing anything wrong. You were just feeling the music. You didn't even know there was a child next to you.
Just two cool dads doing dad rock stuff.
Just high-fiving like dads do. Bro-hugging, having a good time.
Oh, boy.
But I thought that was so freaking awesome. There he is, dad with his 11-year-old son enjoying Limp Bizkit. And all I was thinking is, I can't wait for that day.
Oh, yeah.
They can take Tatum to Limp Bizkit.
It's coming.
I have to say, about the Limp Bizkit show, just one thing. That was my least favorite song that they performed at the concert.
For some reason, it sounded quieter than the rest of the songs. I think they were at the point where they were almost getting kicked off of the stage.
It could have been that. Also, I think they were kind of doing like a variation of the song. I mean, when it kicked into the chorus, it was amazing. But like the verses just didn't have that same energy that the original had. But that was my only complaint. Everything else about that show was awesome.
Totally a solid night. Rockaholics, we have partnered up with Mary's Place once again to put brand new shoes on local kids in need. It is called Kicks for Kids, and any amount will help out. Big shout out to the Rockaholics who have already donated. We're looking to help out 400 kids with your donations.
And, Taryn Daly just recently did a donation. That was
sure
very
did.
Nice of you. Ronald Rogers also donated $150, so shout out to Ronald Rogers. Brian Dixon donated $200. Andrew McLaughlin, $50. Honestly, whatever you can donate is appreciated. And if you put something in the comments, because we see the comments on the Kicks for Kids page, if you want to give us if you want to have a shout out to your business, we'll give you that. You want to give a shout out to somebody in your life, we'll give them that as well. But like whatever amount you could donate, we'd really appreciate it. We're still far from our goal, which is $20,000, but I feel like we could still make it happen.
We can do it, Rockaholics. You can head to KISW.com for more details. Another day with Steve Miggs sitting at 69 losses in the game of Beat Miggs. Rockaholics, who is going to deliver the 70th loss? The total is 230 wins, 69 losses, and 38 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 650.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.